Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook confirmed a Washington Post report that it's banning manipulated videos or deepfakes on the platform in an effort to fight misinformation. The ban would affect videos edited or synthesized by AI or machine learning that users cannot easily spot, and includes videos making a subject say words they never did. Videos manipulated for parody or satire would not be banned, and the ban would not affect mislabeling footage, splicing dialogue, taking quotes out of context, or slowing down video speed. Amazon's head in Germany, Ralf Kleber, told the newspaper Welt am Sonntag that Amazon is considering opening retail shops in Germany. Kleber said, "The fact is that we know that customers shop offline and that they like variety." Samsung announced the Q950TS, an 8K QLED TV with a 2.3mm bezel, offering a 99% screen-to-body ratio. Samsung achieved a smaller bezel by eliminating the black matrix around the edge of the panel, allowing the screen to go up to the frame of the TV. The TV is also 15mm thick and offers a full-array local dimming LED backlight. Pricing and availability were not announced. Amazon announced the Ryzen 4000 laptop chip series, a 7-nanometer design built on its Zen 2 architecture. These will come in two lines, a 15-watt U series for ultra-portables and a 45-watt H series for higher performance. At the top of the U series is the Ryzen 7 4800U with 8 cores, 16 threads, a 1.8 GHz base clock, and a turbo frequency up to 4.2 GHz. AMD claims it offers 90% better multi-threaded performance and 28% better graphics performance than Intel's top 10-nanometer Ice Lake chips. AMD also announced the Threadripper 3990X CPU with a mere 64 cores, 128 threads, 288 megabytes of total cache, a stock frequency of 2.9 GHz, and a turbo clock up to 4.3 GHz. The 3990X will be available February 7th, appropriately for $3,990. The electric vehicle maker Fisker showed off its mass-market electric SUV, the Fisker Ocean, priced starting at $37,500 for a base version with an 80-kilowatt-hour battery pack. There will be multiple drivetrain options, including a performance version that can go 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. Fisker says the Ocean will get between 250 and 300 miles on a charge, in part due to a slight help with solar panels on the roof. Fisker is also promoting it as a sustainable vehicle with recycled carpeting and interior materials made from recycled plastic and repurposed rubber waste. The Ocean will be on display at CES and is promised to arrive at the end of 2021 or the beginning of 2022. Lenovo announced its foldable ThinkPad X1. It's a 13.1-inch tablet that folds into a 27.8mm thick black slab. When open, the bezels are 7.8mm thick. The whole thing weighs less than 2.2 pounds. The display is a 2048 by 1536 POLED LG display with a 4:3 aspect ratio. In the 90-degree laptop mode, you can use an on-screen keyboard or pair it with Lenovo's Bluetooth keyboard that magnetically attaches to the bottom of the screen. It has an Intel Core processor with UHD graphics, up to 8GB of RAM, 1TB PCIe SSD, 11 hours of battery life, and Cat 20 LTE. There's also two USB-C ports, one Gen 1 and one Gen 2. There's no audio jack on board. The ThinkPad X1 Fold with Windows 10 arrives in mid-2020, starting at $2,499. The Bluetooth Special Interest Group announced the Bluetooth LE Audio Standard at CES. This supports a new low-complexity communications audio codec, which should offer better sound quality over the default SBC codec, using the same bandwidth but half the power. Bluetooth LE Audio also supports multi-stream, which can send audio to multiple devices, Bluetooth audio sharing to send audio to nearby devices, and location-based sharing that lets venues wirelessly broadcast content, the example being airports sending boarding information over Bluetooth. Existing Bluetooth Low Energy devices can support LE Audio if enabled by the manufacturer, and the Bluetooth SIG expects to see it in devices within the next 12 to 18 months. Facebook has a booth at CES to show off its new privacy checkup tool, first launched in 2014. There are now four topics: who can see what you share, how to keep your account secure, how people find you on Facebook, and your data settings on Facebook. One central tab lets you change settings like who can see your profile and send you friend requests, enabling two-factor authentication, and reviewing third-party app permissions. The tool does not offer controls over letting Facebook or advertisers see your information, only other groups and users. TCL announced it's going into phones with the TCL 10 Pro, 10L, and 10 5G. They hope to price the 5G phone at less than $500. The company promised more details to come at Mobile World Congress. TCL also announced the Alto 9 Plus Dolby Atmos soundbar with full integration to Roku TVs and using Ray-Dans reflector technology to provide a wide soundstage. The soundbar ships in the coming months, but no pricing was announced. The TCL 8K Roku TV will also come this year as well. And finally, TiVo announced the TiVo Stream 4K, a streaming dongle with support for Sling TV, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, HBO, Vudu, and YouTube. Initial pricing was announced at $49.99, with a regular list price of $69.99. The device features TiVo's user experience and personalized discovery features, includes the ad-supported TiVo Plus service, and supports Dolby Atmos sound and Dolby Vision HDR. Sling TV is the preferred service on the device, with content listings defaulting to it in Universal Search. For more discussion of the tech news of the day and for all the CES announcements, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.